Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I am your host, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate and ground this program in within the Word of God. And we try to have a theme for each and every program, and today we are continuing and wrapping up our series on a journey through the book of Psalms. That's right, we've been looking at some Psalms and kind of been focusing on them, so we're going to be wrapping up that series today entitled A Journey Through the Book of Psalms. So hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right, Lord, we lift your name on high on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along quite well, and today we are continuing our series on a journey through the book of Psalms. Psalm 100, verse 1, I love what it says. It says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands." Duke University's basketball fans are known as Cameron Crazies. Now, Cameron representing the stadium where they play, called Cameron Stadium. Now, when Duke plays arch rival North Carolina, the Crazies are given these instructions. "This is the game you've been waiting for. No excuses. Give everything you've got." Now, clearly, Duke fans take allegiance seriously. See, the songwriter of Psalm 100 took his allegiance to the Lord seriously and wanted others to do the same. He says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord," he exclaimed in verse 1. His people were to freely express their praise to him because he was a covenant God of Israel, the God over all other so-called gods. They were called to focus all of their energies on him and his goodness. God's goodness and grace should motivate us to freely express our love and allegiance to him with shouts of joy, it says. Friend, worship is a time to focus on our Creator, our Redeemer and Shepherd, and celebrate what he has done. Our thoughts about God should lead us to joyful praise. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you nations.
say, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I love it. The instrumental version of Praise to the Lord Almighty. Well, friend, we are continuing and wrapping up our series today on a journey through the book of Psalms. In Psalm 18, verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." Wow. What a testimony given by David to his God. In this single verse, there are sevenfold ascription of praise to the Lord for his great salvation. Each testimony can be appropriated also by all who trust him. It says, "My rock," and this word here is not a stone or a boulder, but a mighty, immovable rock. "My fortress," he uses that word, and that refers to a great stronghold. "My deliverer," which means my God is able to deliver even from the fiery furnace, the den of lions, and from the armies of Saul. "My strength," this is another word often translated rock, this time a rugged one, most appropriate for a symbol of great strength. "My buckler," he says, the small movable shield to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. "The horn of my salvation," this striking Old Testament symbol is even repeated in the New Testament in Luke chapter 1 and applied to the coming Savior, referring either to the horns of the altar where fleeing sinners can cling for refuge or to the fighting horns of a strong beast. And he also says, "My high tower." Here the word is not a man-made tower, but a natural high tower suitable for both watching and for defense. Friend, the great promises of salvation and security in Christ are timeless. The words that brought such hope to David are still a comfort for believers today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Tommy Walker and He Knows My Name. What a beautiful song. Well, friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me today as part of your Sunday, part of your weekend. This, of course, is Sunday Worship, and we are wrapping up our series today on a journey through the book of Psalms. Psalm 95, verse 6 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." See, the ancient Greeks and Romans rejected kneeling as part of their worship. They said that kneeling was unworthy of a free man, unsuitable for the culture of Greece, and appropriate only for barbarians. There were some people who regarded kneeling as an expression of superstition. It was a barbaric form of behavior. And this, my friend, this belief, however, was never held by God's people. In Psalm 95:6, the psalmist indicated that kneeling expressed a deep reverence for God. In this one verse, he used three different Hebrew words to express what the attitude and position of a worshiper should be. He used the word worship, which means to fall as a sign of honor to the Lord. The second word he used was bow, this word to sink down to one's knees. And the other word he used was kneel, which means to be on one's knees giving praise to God. According to the psalmist, kneeling in God's presence is a sign of reverence rather than a barbaric form of behavior. The important thing, however, is not just our physical position, but a humble posture of the heart.
You are Lord of creation and Lord of my
Asbury with a humble, humble statement, and I need thee. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so, so much for spending some time here with me. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, Fred, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.